Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
I don't want to wait for this sound check to be over. I want to record right now and just live stream.
I don't want to wait for this check to be over. Oh yeah, that's better.
There she is.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
And Scott's quieter already.
I'm just a small town girl in love with the boy next door. But the boy next door
is in love with the refrigerator.
Just a boy in a fridge.
Just a boy in a fridge.
A boy in a fridge. I don't wanna wait for that fridge to be over. I want to know right now
what's in that fridge that makes that boy love him.
I don't wanna wait for that fridge to be over. I want to know right now
what's in that.
Containers of noodles from the past week and a half of pizza he's been waiting to eat.
I heard it's Chobani full of probiotics and also muscle milk in various flavors.
I don't want to wait for that fridge to be over.
I want to know right now what's in that fridge.
Great. Should we go?
Yeah.
Should we keep that?
Sure.
Should that be in it? Let's keep it. Let's keep it. I don't want to wait.
All right. Hey, that was the beginning.
I do love when we do that, as confusing as it is.
Yeah, sure. No, the song about
a boy who's in love with a fridge.
So listen, this is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast, where we do sound checks of the theme from Dawson's Creek, but about what if a boy was in love with a refrigerator?
Yeah, and Joey next door just wants to know what she has to do to get Dawson to notice.
And listen, we do all sorts of calibrations doing these sound checks. Jessica tells me to stop wiggling the table that one of the cameras is on with my feet. And I, of course, am thinking, well, surely it doesn't matter because this isn't in it. But now we find out it is in it. So this is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens. Oh, sorry. Why on earth did I step on that? Love it. Brett broke one of his fingers and now has a big cast around it. But the upside is that he now slide around on the guitar with it.
What a helpful break.
And we got Dana Wickens, the boom in the other room. on the Stickens.
Hey, y'all. If you found us on Game Changers, welcome. This Thanks for finding us.
Yeah, this is the first episode we have recorded since that came out because we were banking a lot for the holidays.
And also, we should say, this month, we're going to be guestless for this whole month just to...
We do have a guest, and the guest is Omicron. He's not here, but he is making it difficult to bring other people here.
So, if you're new to the show or you've recently found the show, yeah, we have episodes that are just all of us, the fan band, on mic chatting into songs. We have episodes with guests where we do a full narrative musical. And today we're going to do a narrative musical, but just no guest. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's okay, because if the lesson that we've learned today is anything, is sometimes the song is about the refrigerator boy, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm out of my mind tired.
Yeah, why?
Just stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because I love to be here.
Yes.
This is my... I love being here with all of you.
Yes.
Jessica is bringing Detective Pikachu energy in here today.
We were getting the setup. We were getting set up before, and we were trying to find a mysterious sound.
Usually when there's a buzz, it's because something isn't plugged in. Today there was a buzz because there was a fan on next to a microphone, and Jessica, in her big yellow coat, did solve the crime, and so Jessica is the Detective Pikachu of today.
That's right. I said, do you think it's that fan that's making that fan sound?
And we all said, well, Detective Pikachu, I think you're right.
And they said it in unison. Sweet boys that they are. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's cute.
It's a Pikachu and he solves crimes. And the Pokemon can't really fight each other because Pokemon and Nintendo own various parts of the Pokemon properties.
Sure.
Which makes it very difficult to make a Pokemon movie because they're always fighting. And listen, we can't live.
It's like the Sony Marvel situation with Spider-Man where they're like, well, we don't know how much of this can live beyond because Sony owns like 900 Spider-Man characters.
That's right. Now I simply can't force Jessica to do a Pokemon musical today.
You could. You can. I was going to say we can't do a Spider-Man because we just finished a Marvel thing. But did anyone realize how prescient our therapy with Andrew Garfield
star of Tick Tick Boom and then also in Spider-Man?
That Spider-Man up is real ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Pulled from a line of the multiverse.
You can go back and listen to episode, I want to say 4.
Yeah.
Whatever one is clearly the one about Spider-Man in therapy, it stands alone. You don't need to listen to the rest of it.
Okay.
But now, enough about that episode. Now about this episode.
Yeah, how about this? Dana, shout a word at us.
Frying pan.
Okay.
We asked Dana for a simple request, one word, and she yells frying pan from the other room. That's great. This is a musical about eggs and all the ways you can make them.
Frittata.
Hard boiled.
And
Benedict.
Soft boiled. In a tiny cup with a little bit of toast that you dip it in.
Over medium or in a drink at a bar or like a star.
The chicken.
What came first, the thought or the dream?
What came first, the frying pan or the kitchen?
The pen or his seams?
Everything starts before it can crack free.
Time is a circle according to me.
Everything has a center. until the center cannot hold.
So the ending is the beginning, and the beginning is the yolk. But a different one in a small town.
The side of a road travelers don't roll down much anymore.
Route 67, lesser known road.
A lesser known road.
It's small town diner, almost nobody knows. With a line in the morning at 6 a.m.
Order up. Order up, please. Order up, please. Table 2 wanted it with cottage cheese. Order up bacon fast as you can. And I said that person actually wanted ham.
They
can I get a couple
back
brown jokes?
They said this was supposed to be well done. I told them it doesn't come well done.
Can't do well done, has to have a little run. Can't do well done, has to have a little run. Can't do well done, has to have a little run.
They are asking for water without the ice, which is fine. Also, we are out of ice.
Could tell them that ice is extra. Order up, please, order up.
Table 2,
table 4 needs 2 more coffees. Can I get a little cream on
tomato
the side?
This happens every day. January, February, March, April, May.
They come in all in a rush, and suddenly they'll all leave, and it will say hush. But now it's order up,
order
please.
Up, please. Order, order up, please. Up, please.
Order up, please.
There's
order, order
one
up,
with
please.
Cottage cheese and tomatoes.
Who wanted fries on the side? Fries on the side.
Now they're asking for brown rice.
Okay.
Do we even have brown rice?
Not yet. No, I've asked for it, but we don't have it yet, so ignore it. Tell them we can get it later, maybe at the dinner rush. But now it's order up, please.
Order, order up, please.
Order up, please. Order, order up, please. Order up, please. Great job, Todd. Another great morning rush.
Thanks, Sally.
Really goes quick.
Really does. I wish there were waiters here.
But then it wouldn't be this counter service that Mom and Dad left us.
That's true. Mom, where do you think they are?
Well,
here's they said they were going to India 2 years ago.
Well, here's the last letter I got from them.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What?
They're sending you letters?
Yeah, I thought I told you.
Oh. You might have. I've had a lot on my mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. I know it's been tough for you ever since they cut you from the team.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about
the team?
The team?
That I got cut from? Yeah.
Well, listen, Mom and Dad.
It's just, it was supposed to be such a casual thing.
I know. I know you weren't supposed to care
like
about playing in this rec league.
Like rolling kickball.
Yeah.
It's not even like a real sport.
No.
It's not in the Olympics.
No, you just were doing it to make new friends, or they think it's just great.
No, I was doing it to fucking slam ass.
Oh, that's probably why they
get
cut
points,
you then.
Baby.
That's probably why
fucking
they cut you.
Fucking wreck faces.
Todd, I gotta say, that's exactly why they cut you, I'm sure. Because those wreck sports are supposed to be about camaraderie.
I was having a great time.
You know, moving your body.
Dominating
sense
out
of
there.
Community.
Yeah. We're saying the same things, I feel like.
Mm-mm.
I feel like community is forged through healthy competition.
Well, I guess that's true.
What does the letter from Mom and Dad say?
Oh, this? It says, still in India. be back when we're back.
God, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, good on them to sort of plan an open-ended trip. I feel like they really needed it.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm never, it's hard to have that kind of trip with that real spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
But they left us the diner and said, look after it and after each other. We'll be back sometime.
Yeah. They're probably coming back, right? Definitely. Yeah. They're coming back.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just leave us. They wouldn't just make tracks.
No. They're definitely coming back. And they're definitely not kidnapped. And they're definitely not pulled into a scheme again. Sorry about the team.
Yeah. They're probably just exploring India. So much there, they're unknowing. They gotta get into it. It's a pretty big country.
Yes.
There's a lot to see in India. God damn it, that team. I just scored so many points when I kicked the ball so high. Right into people's faces, right out of the yard. Dominating on and off the field. Keeping it not chill, but keeping it real.
And sorry about the team.
They're definitely coming back. That game was my dream.
Definitely coming back. Sorry about the team.
Definitely coming back. Time to wake up from that dream. Time to focus on what matters. Changing up the menu. Adding lots of seasonal platters. Mom and Dad would never do.
Yeah, you're right. I was like, why don't we have a fondue night?
Right?
They laughed at me and said, Sally, all right.
We close at 6. You gotta stay open later. If you wanna be an innovator. If you wanna have a fondue platter. You gotta see the night star.
Definitely coming back.
I'm so pissed about.
They're definitely coming back.
Time to find a new dream.
Sorry about the team, Todd. Sorry about the team.
That's okay, Sally. It's time to find a new dream. I don't know, maybe running this place can be my dream.
Oh, that'd be great. Because it's, I gotta say, not mine.
Okay. What's yours?
Oh. I don't know.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of pressure to like know what it is that you want to do in this world.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know. You just sort of like walk backwards into it.
Huh.
Like for me, I found that thing and it was rec league rolling kickball.
Yes.
It's like baseball, but it's a ball that you kick. There's probably a better name for it.
And you're on rollerblades?
No. The ball roll. You roll it. It's rolled pitch.
Oh, that's the
that's the only rolling part.
Rolling pitch kickball.
That's it.
All the pitches are ground balls.
They have to be because you're kicking with your foot.
I think that is that not all kickball?
I'm nearly certain there is another name for the sport and it might be kickball.
I think it's
I couldn't focus kickball? On what they were calling it because I was too busy rubbing people's faces in the dirt. Do you, metaphorically speaking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
no,
I was
totally.
Dominating so hard. I was just running such like championship level skills up their asses. It just like absolutely wrecked them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. When you were just, this whole time, you know, because I couldn't make it to a match because I was holding things down at the diner. I
yeah,
couldn't
one
watch
of us
you play
had to stay here.
And you're like, I'm in this rolling ball kick league.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was imagining like a roller derby hybrid
Me?
Sport. Yeah.
With these ankles?
Huh, I guess I should have remembered about your weak ankles.
So, and my one weakness.
Yeah.
Some people have an Achilles heel. I have two Achilles ankles.
But I didn't realize you were just in a rec kickball league.
When you say it like that, maybe I should have had a bigger dream to begin with in the first place.
I don't know. I'm just, the fact that the sport is now more clear in my brain is helpful.
I mean, how's this for a new dream?
Okay.
Open up a diner next door to this one to run this one into the ground. Just such a better diner. Just dominate this diner so hard.
I feel like I could help you with sort of the startup and infrastructure if you just made this diner the diner you wish it was.
Huh. Okay. I did sort of have ulterior motives, though, for that idea.
Which was?
If mom and dad knew that there was another diner just like wiping the floor with this diner, they would might come back.
Oh, that's a good thought. We could just write them a letter and say, Mom, Dad, new diner in town, squashing us.
Yeah, we wouldn't even have to start it. We could just write them a letter. Of course we can't because we actually don't know where in India they are.
That's true. Huh. I guess I could just send them an email. They have that. They still have that holiday response, but I gotta assume they're sometimes looking at these.
I mean, maybe. They're probably sitting on a beach, right?
Yeah.
India's got beaches.
Definitely. They're probably looking at something spectacular.
We go to them now. Oh, wow.
I just can't leave this beach.
It's just so pleasant and peaceful.
It's just spectacular.
Yeah.
On this beach. Oh, dear. I can't go home again. I can't go home again. I can't go home.
Airplane mode forever.
Forever.
We'll be keeping our phones on airplane mode till we die. We'll be keeping our phones on airplane mode forever. To sit on this beach, sunrise after sunrise.
I couldn't be bothered to take off my auto reply that says, hey, I'm on vacation.
I said a voicemail that says basically the same.
And I can't stop extending my hold on my mail because I have to stay here forever. It's too much to unveil.
Keeping our phones on airplane mode forever. We'll be keeping our phones on airplane mode till we die. You don't have to be on a plane to stop all the stuff so inane that comes in your phone. You don't have to be up in the sky.
Sometimes I think about our kids. Our stupid little kids.
They're pretty whack. But I think leaving them in charge of the diner was a strategy that could not be finer. They will grow, they will learn, they will live, they will have to adapt.
Because we're
keeping our phones on airplane mode. Forever. We'll be keeping our phones on airplane mode till we die.
Another mango deer that's only in this country and hard to get exported to other countries.
Yes,
the
please.
Better mango. You think you've had mango, but you haven't had mango.
You haven't been to India. You haven't had mango.
Okay, guys. I feel like this is everyone, y'all. I feel like this is, well, I don't want to say what I'm afraid we're all thinking, but
we've lost our competitive
edge. I miss Todd.
Todd was the fire. He was the wind beneath our wings. He was the fire behind our chariot.
He was making us do something. Here's the thing. He was like the sponge for all of our competitive energy where we could think, oh, I don't want to be that way. Yeah. That's not how we should be approaching this.
Correct.
And now that someone isn't the most competitive, now I feel like there's no metric.
Now I'm like, am I the most competitive?
Right. Are we all being a little bit competitive?
Because I kicked the ball hard and went, yes. And that felt bad in the context of the new normal.
And when we played Spencerville, I thought, and that one ball in the outfield kind of like took that girl's glasses off. I was like, eat dirt. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, who is that?
Who
woke up on the villain bed today?
Yeah, it's kind of like Todd provided like a lightning rod for our evil impulses.
Yeah.
And without him, it's sort of like disseminating amongst the rest of us.
It sort of reminds me, if I may, of the sort of idea of the virginal sacrifice that takes on the sins of the village so that the village may prosper.
Yeah, you may, but I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, listen, if I may.
Yeah, you may all day, but it's still a little confusing.
You know how those old, like in old legendary towns, they would like, there'd be like a monster nearby, right?
Sure.
And so like, instead of dealing with their own stuff.
Sure.
They would just give one person to the monster every
year.
And then the person would get eaten.
Are you talking about like Shirley Jackson's The Lottery or something?
No.
Are you talking about like old myths? Are you talking about like Abraham and the Bible? Or are you talking about like a lady in King Kong? Are you talking about, what are you talking about? Clint, I don't think I know what you mean.
I don't have a specific reference for the story that is in my head. So maybe it's not someone else's story, but my story instead. Maybe I must write some fiction to make this idea more clear. 'Cause I thought it was somebody else's idea, but that's not what I'm hearing here. The lady you sacrifice, or the man, so that everyone in the town can thrive. They get eaten alive.
Jesus, Clint!
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think there's lots of stories like this. I just wanted to know, like, which one you were most gravitating
towards. You know, that one.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, kind of your own spin on it.
Right.
Terrifying. Well, maybe Clint's the new Todd, because that straight up scared me to my core. Yeah, I feel like there might be something to that. Like, Clint, maybe you're just the new Todd, because this is a... Well, this is sort of a scary side of you.
Okay. Yeah, I can lean into this.
Yeah.
I can be the new Todd. All get here on the kickball field, but one of us lays down our life.
Okay, never mind.
So that person will be the sacrifice so that everyone else can succeed.
Clint, no, never mind.
It will be me.
No, Clint.
I will do it. I will be the necessary sacrifice for the team. The competitive one.
Yeah, okay. Will you please, like, just explain if you're speaking metaphorically or not?
What do you mean, like, am I actually gonna, like...
lay down as a sacrifice?
No, were we all having the same conversation?
I don't think so, Clint.
Someone
That's
has to feed themselves to the monster so that the town may thrive. In this context, that means I have to be the competitive one so that you don't have to.
Okay, phew. I think it's reasonable to ask the follow-up.
If the monster doesn't need someone, then maybe the whole team will suffer.
But you're still talking about the monster that is competitive energy.
Sure.
Clint? Clint?
Well, listen, I don't know. If there was a real monster, then I feel like it would also fall to me in this scenario to be the one to sacrifice myself to it.
Well, that's very noble. I guess no matter what, he's still signing himself up. He's not like ascribing that role to us. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I still miss Todd because he's good at this sport.
That is the other part of Todd, is that he was good.
We've lost a lot since he left.
You guys, okay, Clint, I think we all want to support you in your fiction writing desires, but I think maybe we should get back Todd.
Yeah, that feels right to me.
Will they get back Todd?
What is this story that Clint has in his head? Will they lose their next match to Spencerville? Will Sally and her brother's parents ever come back from India?
Find out when we return to... Well, 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 look at these eggs.
Oh my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Well, 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 look who stayed around after the commercial break. For well, 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 look at these eggs.
When we last left, two siblings were left a diner by their parents who are going to stay in India forever, but will Todd return to a kickball team that needs him?
Find out right now.
Now.
I mean, we probably got time till the lunch rush, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was just going to do this little puzzle.
Okay.
I was just going to do this little puzzle.
How many pieces?
Well,
or is it not that kind of puzzle?
It's not a jigsaw puzzle.
Rubik's Cube?
Nope.
Sudoku?
Nope.
Wordle?
Nope.
Have you heard about Wordle?
I'm loving Wordle.
I'm loving Wordle. What kind of puzzle is it?
Oh, it's... You're going to think it's pretty stupid.
One of those rolling ball ones that you have to like tilt the ball to make sure it goes into the holes, but it's like a wooden labyrinth?
No.
One of those things with two pieces of weird shaped metal twisted around each other and there's one way that you can pull them apart.
No.
That's all the puzzles I know.
Well, this is like a different kind of puzzle.
Wait. The conflict in the Middle East.
No.
Okay.
But
what came
what
first,
puzzle?
The chicken or the egg? Like an old puzzle.
That's great. No, this is like a secret society I've been part of since I'm 12, and every month I get a new piece of the puzzle.
Sally, what the fuck is happening right now?
Oh,
you're getting all the mail from our parents, and now I found out that you've been in a secret society since you were 12?
Yeah, we're trying to solve this puzzle of what's that sound?
Okay, maybe I'm not actually as angry then.
Yeah. What's that sound?
What's the sound that you're trying to solve?
Exactly.
No, I'm asking you.
No, that's the puzzle.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
What is that sound?
We don't know.
Well, what's the sound that you're trying to solve for?
It's always different. We've solved a few.
Okay.
So, like, for the first 2 years I was in
it? How does the sound arrive?
In a disc.
In a disc?
Well, when I was 12, it was a disc, and then it was a flash drive, and now we all just get sent a Dropbox link.
Your secret society sends you a Dropbox link to a, I assume, a sound file.
That's
right.
Are
we talking Wave? Are we talking MP3?
Wave.
Got to.
And
right? It's the best.
And they, every time we have to solve a new sound, and this sound we've been working on for 18 months, it goes like this.
Theremin.
No, we've already tried that. It's not like, they're never easy like that.
Okay.
It's not like just a one-to-one.
Well, let me hear it again.
Uh-huh.
Got it. I got it.
Okay.
Theremin.
No, Todd.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear it one more time. It's a dial tone.
No.
Played by a theremin.
No, we've tried that.
Ugh. Well,
like here, I'll give you some context.
Okay.
So I've been in this society for 10 years.
Okay.
When the first sound I had.
Since you were 12.
Since I was 12.
We're 22 now.
That's right. My parents left me this diner when I was 20 and you were 18. Both legal adults, but still very fledgling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the timeline. And the first sound.
We're 4 years apart.
Nope. 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it?
Yep. I'm 20 now.
That's right.
You're 22.
Correct.
You've been in this secret society since you were 12. Can I hear it one more time?
10 years ago.
I'm going to ask you something and don't be mad.
Okay.
Are you sure it's not a theremin?
We've guessed that already. Okay. See, I write my guess on this small piece of paper. I insert it into this puzzle box and I leave it at the crossroads at the end of town.
Okay. So there is a drop box, but it only goes one way.
The sound goes through the drop box. Your guesses go through your puzzle box that you leave at the crossroads at the end of town.
Is that why you're always going to the crossroads at the end of town?
Yeah.
There's a lot of these puzzles.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've only been a part of 3 solves in my whole life.
Okay. What were they? That sounds exciting.
So the first one.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
You're 22 now.
That's right.
I'm 2 years younger.
You're 20.
Wow.
That's the timeline.
Okay.
So when I was 12, it took us about 3.5 years to solve this first sound. And I don't know how many people are in this society. I could guess hundreds, thousands, but we all get this.
And you've
disc
never
at the
invited
time.
Me.
You have to be invited by someone who's
in
an
it,
elder.
Like you?
No, an elder.
Okay. Older than me.
I've never been the elder. I'm not an elder yet because I haven't gotten a full guess. Once you get a guess right, then you're an elder.
Only the people that solve the puzzles.
Yes, become elders and can invite new people into the puzzles.
And there have been 3 over the. Okay, well, I can tell
over
you right now,
years.
There are not thousands of people in this place.
Yeah, probably.
There's
I don't know.
There's no way. Unless it's been going on for a very long time.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, what would they even have sent out before discs?
I gather.
How would you do
records,
it?
Records?
Parrots?
Tapes?
Teach a parrot a thing?
Those wax reels that used to roll? Those tiny music boxes? I don't know. Anyway, the first sound was a raccoon got a dustpan stuck to its paw and ran across a roof. It took us 3.5 years to get that right. Yeah, here's what it sounded like. That took 3.5 years. Now,
10 years ago,
yeah,
someone had a high fidelity record. That recording.
Yep.
That's incredible. This is a great secret society.
I don't know where they come from.
I understand.
But I'm working on this puzzle right now.
First one was a raccoon that got its dustpan stuck to its paw running across a roof.
Yep.
What's the second one?
Okay.
This is the third one, or you've gotten 3
we've
correct?
We've gotten 3 correct.
Okay, well then you're going to. Okay, so you. What's the second one?
Okay. The second one was an ice cube melted off another ice cube it was sitting on, fell over, still within the glass of a pint glass with 1 centimeter of Guinness at the bottom.
You had to guess the type of liquid that was in the bottom?
So I got points for this because I gave the hint pint glass.
So you can get points.
But not an elder.
Okay. Do the points matter?
I don't know.
You know what's great about secret society is that the rules are sometimes arcane.
Yeah, that's what makes me think there could be thousands of us because these rules make no sense. Like they feel like they're from like thousands of years ago.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I don't think it's my dream, but
wait, you're right. That's my dream.
Yeah, you're
to become an elder in this secret society.
Yeah, I think almost for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Todd.
What was the third one?
Oh, the third one we actually got pretty quickly. That one only took us 4 months. It was 2 kids. One wearing half of a rollerblade, slipping on a dryer sheet on a hardwood floor, falling backwards into his brother who was sitting on the ground in a beanbag chair.
That took you 3 months.
I don't know why we all kind of could see it.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a, you know.
This one feels like a theremin to me. Maybe a Moog.
We've already guessed. It's never just an instrument. Like, have you heard what the other ones are? It wouldn't just be theremin.
Sounds
it wouldn't
ominous.
Just be a theremin. That would never be. It wouldn't just be a theremin. That's too simple, you see.
Well.
Hey, Todd, we gotta have you back onto the field. Sorry to interrupt in this lull that you have between the breakfast and lunch rush, but we have got to get you back on the field.
Yeah, that's honestly the perfect time to come in. Why is Clint standing so far behind all of you?
Clint's making us nervous. Yeah, we don't really understand what he's...
No, the village must sacrifice one member to cleanse the sins of all.
Yuck.
I shall bear that burden upon myself.
He's being terrifying.
We miss you.
We really miss you, Todd. You brought sort of a je ne sais quoi. A, you were very good, and B, you were sort of... Well, you were a bit maniacal about it.
I just love to make Spencerville eat dirt.
Yeah, well, Spencerville, the last 6 times we played him, has really wiped the field with us.
Yeah, because you guys don't have any fighter spirit. That's what I was trying to bring to the group.
Yeah, that's why we're here, Todd, to say we miss it.
That's what I'm saying, that's is that I miss saying. It.
Kiss me already. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Sorry. Sorry.
It's like you said one thing, and then you said another thing, right at the end. Right at the end.
Did I? I don't know.
Yeah. It just sort of snuck right in there. Thing between friends.
Did I? I don't know.
Because you started off talking about kickball. But I remember this. Even though you started talking about kickball.
Can I take them right on back?
You can, but I wish you would not.
Oh, if I turn away now, if I turn away, is that even what I even want? Oh, stupid me. I just want you to join the team.
And I will wreck Spencerville's face. But when I come back, I will also wait for a tender embrace.
Are you saying it's okay what I said? Are you saying it's okay? It's not in my head. Are you saying it's okay? Are you saying it's okay if I say?
My mouth for long enough from a kiss I get from you. Hopefully I can moderate the competitive things that I do.
And when you do,
and when I do,
I hope you,
I hope you
will shut up and
kiss me.
The game's on now. Let's go.
Sally, I have to go with Stevie. They mean a lot to me.
Of course. You know what? I'm just going to put on the sign that says back at the lunch hour and finally get to watch you play rolling pitch slow baseball.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great time to ask. What's this sport called, y'all?
Kickball.
Not slowing pitch roll baseball.
No, it's just kickball.
Okay, yeah. Put up the sign and also put up the sign. Stevie X Todd.
Stevie X Todd.
Yeah.
Stevie Times Todd?
Well, I don't know.
I loved it. Shut up.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If it isn't Cartersburg, looks, thinking they can take on us, Spencerville.
Looks like some Cartersville sobs have shown up here upon the kickball field, hoping to take on Spencerville.
Thinks they could possibly beat us after six games of rubbing their faces in the dirt.
Seems like they lost that feisty little boy they had. Man, 18.
20.
Legal adult. How old is he?
20. 2 years younger than his 22-year-old sister.
So he's 20 years old. You know, 10 years ago, he would have been 10.
That's right. That's the timeline.
Something happened to him that when he was 18 that I keep thinking about.
His parents left.
That's what it is. Because they've been running the diner for two years. For all that we talk about, what's this place called?
Cartersburg.
I've always wanted to go to that diner because the diner in Spencersville doesn't have diners.
Doesn't have a diner.
We have... Bistros. Five stars, I get wasted bistros.
But no diners to speak of. And sometimes I do want
sometimes
a diner.
You want a big, floppy, wet, flat egg. Is that what they make there?
Sometimes I want to dine and sometimes I want a diner.
Sometimes I want to dine and sometimes I want to dash.
Hey,
to a
you!
Diner.
You, Spencerville snobs.
What's up, you?
We're here to take you down once and for all.
Listen, you fucking idiots. We're about to listen up. I want eye contact with all of you if your eyes even freaking work.
Okay. Here, I'm looking right at you, son.
I'm about to dig holes in the ground with your faces so hard. You're going to find moles down there and they're going to be like, ooh, God, I wish I was blind because I wouldn't have to look at these ugly sacks of shit right now.
Damn, sir. That really cut me to the quick, I have to admit. I can't shake that off that easily.
You hungry motherfuckers wouldn't know good food if it bit you right on your prospective private parts, regardless of gender.
Oh, wow, he's getting at me. But how can he deal with this? A slow rolled pitch of a big red ball.
Oh, no.
A slow red, slow low rolled pitch of a big red ball.
If the ball was fast, I would know what to do. I would tie up my ankle and hit it with my shoe. But a slow
rolled pitch of a big red ball. Slow roll pitch of a big red ball. A slow roll pitch of a big red ball. A slow roll pitch of a big red ball. And it's all, and it's all, and it's all over for you.
Ooh, picture it, the ball rolling so slow. Like the ball is the single take a solo. Only thing that you hear is the ball like an empty high school and it's bouncing down the hall.
Now you gotta do it, bases are loaded. I know you can do this, this is the thing and I know it. It is in you, it is on you, it is in your blood. You're gonna do it, you're gonna hit it, you're gonna go far, son.
I'm gonna need to tape my ankle up with tape. Once I have secured my ankle, then I will do great. But unfortunately, this is the rhyme. I have too much time to think about the ball because it's rolling so slow. Now I am doubting myself. What should I do? I do not know.
Believe in yourself. You got this, Todd. This is the sport that you are the god.
It's a slow roll pitch of a big red ball. It's a slow roll pitch.
And that's all.
And that's all. And that's all.
If they had done it fast, I would know what to do. I would again tape my ankle up and I hit it with a shoe. I hit it hard, kick it real hard, talking like over the fences, no repentance. And that's just what I'll do. You know what? You only live once, fake oh. I'm not gonna worry about breaking my ankle. I'm just gonna kick it hard and let the dust settle. Put the pedal absolutely down to the metal. Yeah! Into the sky. You can wave that big old red ball goodbye, cause it's gone now. And I hope you brought another.
It's a slow roll pitch of a big red ball. He hit the slow roll pitch. And that's it's all, and that's all, and that's all. And they're running around all for one. And he's scoring up scores, and yeah, he's done. And so, Spencerville, give me your shirt.
because we're about to rub your face in the dirt.
That's right. First one to get a point wins the game. And that was the point, and I am to blame for your loss. Come up very strong legs. Now I'm going back to the diner to eat eggs. Why are you crying?
Is that all you're gonna do?
Oh no. I'm gonna shut up and kiss.
Everyone back to the diner for eggs. And there you go. And there, wait a second. Everyone, what's that that's about to crash through the window? Everyone, look out! Whoa! Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wow!
Wait a minute.
It's your ball, Todd.
Wait, it's rolling over.
And it's hitting.
It's hitting the spatulas that are hanging.
And wait.
How much milk do we fill up in these glasses from this breakfast order?
A centimeter each. Wait, that's it.
What? It's going to hit the first one? And it just hit the second one? And this the third one? And now the fourth one?
I did it! That's it! I got to write it on a small piece of paper and put it in this puzzle box.
It's a ball crashing through the window and bouncing off a bunch of glasses.
It's a kickball red ball kicked by my brother Todd with his weak ankles that were lightly taped that went up into the air and 10 minutes later fell down, crashed through the diner window, rolled on the counter over four types of different preparations of eggs, omelet, scrambled, over easy, hard, until it hit three glasses of milk with different levels of milk in them. 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter, 3.5 centimeters. Quick, to the crossroads!
Sorry, everyone else watching the diner. I have to go with my sister to the cross. Oh, wait, can I come?
Yeah, you can come, Todd.
Okay, everyone else watch the diner.
They can come. It doesn't...
Yeah, Spencerville, go eat eggs or whatever. You look weak and weird.
Now I wait.
How long does this part usually take?
I don't know. I don't ever wait for it because I know I've never been right before. Did you feel that?
That breeze?
That breeze? Wait, could it be coming this way in a Fiat?
Mom and Dad?
Mom and Dad?
We're finally home.
We're back from the beach.
We had a great time and we totally recharged, but we regretted being so out of reach.
Are they in the secret society?
I never knew, but maybe they were. Of course we were, sweetheart.
Okay, so everyone's in it but me.
But now, am I? You are. You did it. And then, Todd, that means I can invite you.
You're an elder now, which means you've achieved your dreams. At 22,
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. 22. Ooh. The age when all your dreams come true. 22.
22. Dad, we almost started a new diner to lure you back, but I am so glad that we didn't. Now we're all back on the right track.
And we're sorry that we left you for so long, but we knew when we came back you'd be so grown and strong.
I'm dating someone.
And
came first?
What came first, the spark of love or the spark of competitive passion?
What came first, the team or the dream or the dream or the team?
What came first, a town that's so fancy you couldn't support a diner, or just a bunch of fancy restaurants?
What came first, the tree or the sea?
The man or the dream? Together, I sure could go for some air.
Yes!
That was well.
Look at these eggs. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits on the guitar, and also whatever weird little box he made those sounds from.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickins, the boom from the other room. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for all of your help on the socials. Thank you, new listeners, old listeners, lovely all listeners.
Have a wonderful beginning to your year.
And as
stay
we
safe out there.
Say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're the one in the village who is brave and nice,
then it makes sense for you to be the little sacrifice.
Bye.